So this is the seven-day thing that Eric was on, where he was going to quit smoking for 7 days, is over. So when he got up this morning, he had a choice. He could either start smoking again, according to the challenge he's on, or, as many people have urged him to do, he could have continued to not smoke.
Correct.
So what did you do this morning, Eric?
I did not smoke.
Cigarettes.
Right. I did not smoke cigarettes.
But you are smoking something now.
You say I'm smoking something. I've got a little vape stick. I'm not smoking anything.
Well, you're putting something in your lungs, right?
Yeah.
Vapor. Okay. Here's one of our listeners who has some advice for you.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing about that e-cigarette that Eric's smoking. That's the worst thing for him. If he went 7 days no smoking, now he's doing that, eventually he's going to go back to the cigarette. That's the worst thing he can do. Cold turkey. He went 7 days. He's made it over the hump.
What he's saying, you're putting something in your lungs, which is that. That's what...
No, he's not saying that.
Yeah?
He's just saying, this is bad. I'm telling you, it's bad. He has no reason for it being bad except that he just thinks it is. See, this is the problem with quitting smoking in the first place, and then with continuing to quit smoking. There are 8 million people with 8 million different ideas about how you can quit smoking. What's the best way to do it? You're doing it the worst possible way. Cold turkey. No one could ever do a cold turkey. That's garbage. How about you try the vaping? Yeah. You should try the vaping. Oh, no, the vaping's terrible for you. You'll just go back to it. Don't keep doing it that way. You know what you should do? Eat 40 bananas a day. Then you'll be able to quit smoking forever. Worked for my
he
brother.
Talks so much slower when he smoked. You can actually understand him.
I don't think you're over the agitation part, dude.
I might not be.
Oh, man.
By all means, keep weighing in, everybody. This is great. I'll take all the advice I can get.
So what was the result of that challenge? You were donating some money to Operation Come
Yes,
Home Now?
Yes, that's the idea, right? Yeah, we were all giving up an addiction for a week.
Also, what was the result of what you just said?
The result is I'm going to stick with the vape thing for now and see how that works out, and it's going to be good. So at the end of the week, I donated $80 because that's what I would have spent on cigarettes for the week. And you know what? That's the real reason to keep quitting, is that you realize how much money you actually spend on these.
There's lots of money.
And my buddy just invited me to a concert coming up June 30th at Madison Square Garden. I'm going to go, and I'm going to pay for it with the money I would have spent on cigarettes.
That's great.
June 30th. That's now my new.
But this vaping thing is not helping your agitation.
You realize, Doc, when he mentioned money, it was the first time all break that we heard from El Cheapo.
Yes, well, Randall woke right up.
He's nonstop talking. You can't get a word in.
Doc and Woody, every weekday morning, 5:30 to 9, Shea 106.